Political parties in Mozambique held their final rallies Saturday and Sunday, parading through the streets of Maputo. Voters are expected to re-elect President Armando Guebuza to a second five-year term and give his Frelimo party continued control of parliament. Frelimo spokesman Danilo Nantumbo says Mr. Guebuza wants to improve the quality of life in one of the world's least wealthy countries.
The priorities, education, health, infrastructure, and to promote the culture of peace and democracy and good governance.
But the Renamo Party, which fought a 17-year civil war against Frelimo following independence, hopes its candidate, Afonso Dhlakama, will win the presidency on his fourth try. Renamo spokesman Eduardo Namburete says the ruling party has been in power too long.
You know, justice is only allowed for people who are connected to the ruling party. Ordinary citizens are not entitled to fair justice.
A new party, the seven-month-old Mozambique Democratic Movement, has added excitement to the contest. Its leader, Davies Simango, is the mayor of Beira, the country's second city. He was expelled from Renamo last year, but ran as an independent and was re-elected. Parliamentary candidate Ismael Musa says it's time for the younger generation to govern.
Our manifesto focuses on the youth. Young people have three major problems: housing, education, and jobs.
There have been reports of some political intimidation and occasional violence during the campaign, but all parties say they want a peaceful and orderly vote on Wednesday. Scott Bob, VOA News, Maputo.